You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. I'm joined on the phone this afternoon by Badgett Playhouse co-producer Bill Minahan. Bill, thanks for taking a few moments out of your afternoon activities to be with us on Sounds Good.
Oh, happy to do it. Good to talk to you again, Tracy.
Well, it's good to speak to you again, Bill. And we were talking just before we went on that that you and Sarah made your proposal to Grand Rivers for the Badgett Playhouse in August of 2004, and here it is, July of 2014. How time flies, right?
Yeah, they haven't, they haven't kicked us out yet because I guess it's still going well. It's one of those business proposals that I guess maybe on paper doesn't always look, to put a theater like that in a town of 350 people maybe isn't the smartest business move in the world, but it's worked out. And so sometimes, if it's meant to be, it's going to work out. And we've had great support from the town and great support from Patty's and Green Turtle Bay and Lighthouse, Lighthouse Landing and Marina Village and all those folks. So it's just been an amazing ride, to tell you the truth.
You know, you were coming from Savannah, Georgia, trying to get mm-hmm. back closer to Kansas. And there's a lot of places closer to Kansas than Savannah, Georgia. What was it about Grand Rivers that gave you that feeling that this is it?
Well, we had been looking for locations for years, honestly, and we found Savannah, and it actually worked out great for us. We're still co-owners or partial owners of that, and it's still going along. All of our business partners are out there. But we were looking for something, like you were saying, closer to home. And there's sort of this idea of you want a place where there's a lot of things going on, but maybe not a ton to do at night, maybe not a lot of family-oriented type things to go on at night. And, we had a friend of ours that said, we go eat at this place called Patty's, and then we go camping, and it's so cool, and it's an amazing place. And, there's really not a whole lot to do there at night, especially if you're camping, So she said, you ought to check it out. So we got in the car and drove here and checked it out and really just kind of fell in love with the place. And honestly, it was no more than just really a gut feeling that you have to go by, because, like I said, some of this stuff on paper may or may not make sense. You just have to kind of go with your gut instinct. And, it really paid off for us.
If we just discounted every idea that didn't immediately make sense on paper, we'd have missed out on a lot in this life, I think.
Right. And some things that make perfect sense on paper in real life don't always work out. So sometimes you just, and it's a labor of love, as the saying goes. So, we were here and saying, look, we're bound and determined to make this work. I mean, we continued to work other jobs while we were still getting it started. And we put every penny and every dime of ours and anybody else that would give us their penny and their dime, to make it work. And, there were several years there where you're like, was this a good idea or not? But then that tide slowly turns and then, it all works out for you. So it's been quite a ride. That's for sure.
You've got a couple of big shows this weekend. It looks like you're taking the 4th off to rest, but on the 3rd and the 5th, you've got productions. And let's start with Red, White, and Tuna. It's playing Thursday at 7 o'clock. This, of course, is, I believe, the 3rd in the Tuna, Texas trilogy, right?
Yeah, there are 4 in all, and we're actually, I don't know if this has ever been done or if anyone was stupid enough to do this, but we're doing all 4 of them in one calendar year this year.
Oh, my goodness.
We've already done the original Greater Tuna earlier in the spring, and then this one, Red, White, and Tuna now, and then we'll do Tuna Christmas. And then in the fall, we'll do Tuna Goes to Vegas or whatever it's called, Tuna Does Vegas or whatever. We've really fallen in love with this series, and myself and the other guy that performs there, we've done them so long that they're just sort of, the words and the characters are just sort of rolling around in our heads, and we just kind of get together and make it happen. And it's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, but, for those that aren't familiar with it, it's 2 actors playing all of the parts. So lots of costume changes and lots of, quick costume changes and that kind of thing. And it's about the third smallest town in Texas, the fictional Tuna, Texas. And if you're from a small town, you will know everyone represented in this show because, all the people that you grew up knowing, that's who you'll see in this show.
And who's your partner on stage for this production?
His name is Steve Sherling, And he works at the theater and does a lot of our shows with us, obviously all the Tunas. He's in our 60s show. He's in our Sweethearts of Country Music show and our Outlaw show. And he brings quite a resume with him. I mean, he's performed in New York. He's done some guest, some parts, some bit parts in, like, you know, Law and Order and Saturday Night Live and stuff back when he was living on the East Coast. And he kind of moved here to get away from everything after 9/11, and we sort of coaxed him out of retirement, as it were. And so, and we're very thankful that we did, because he's spectacular. We love having him.
Are you going to stick with tradition and perform the final costume stage on stage, a costume change on stage?
You know, we saw that, and then I was like, I don't know if our audience is quite ready for that.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering that myself.
Yeah, we do tend to try to make everything as family-friendly as possible, and sometimes that's a little bit of a challenge, especially when you're dealing with certain subject matters, but usually that's the case.
And then on the 5th at 2 p.m., mm-hmm. you got a nice matinee of the Fabulous 50 show. Tell us about this production.
That is, that is the show that will never die. I mean, we've been doing that show for 6 years, and the crowds get bigger every year, and it's doing better this year ever done. And, I mean, obviously, you know, the 50s music. I want to say there's like 66 songs in 2 hours, obviously not doing the entire song, but 66 of those songs are represented in that 2 hours. And so it's just... It's really fun, you know, and obviously we're all not teenagers by a long stretch, but we're sort of, you know, portraying teenagers on stage. But, myself personally, I've been doing a 50s related type show for most of my professional life. And so it's just something that's really near and dear to our hearts. And it's, you know, you see little kids out there. You see people that were there the first time around. So you really see probably the widest swath of demographic in this particular show, because it's a universal appeal. And so it's always been a good one for us, and we're hoping that it'll stick around for us.
And both of these productions will continue on. Red, White, and Tuna also plays on July 10th as well as on the 3rd. Then Fabulous 50 show is playing on the 5th, the 12th, the 19th, the 26th, and August 2nd. And mm-hmm. You do have one other show this summer, July 11th at 2 p.m. It's the Sweethearts of Country Music. That's probably pretty self-explanatory, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, that one is one that we put together a couple of years ago, and it's a tribute to, you know, Dolly, Loretta, and Tammy, you know, obviously the three main ladies of country music. But it's a musical comedy seen through the eyes of three ladies that are going to Nashville trying to make it big, and they meet up with this shady agent type person who steers them in the wrong direction. So there's actually a storyline to that one, and the three girls that portray these three women are actually from Nashville and are actually, you know, in real life doing the very thing that on stage they're portraying. So there's kind of an interesting connection there, but it's a really, really great show, and we're real proud of that one. There's a sequel to it called The Outlaws of Country Music, you know, Waylon, Willie, and the boys that we do later in the summer. So we just try to keep things lively there, and so far so good.
You've got a bunch going on. I think Red, White, and Tuna and the Fabulous 50 show, both great Independence Day weekend shows. If someone's interested, they want to buy tickets, find out more information, how can they go about that?
Sure. Our toll-free number is 888-362-4223. And our website is grandriversvariety.com, and that will give them all the information. We don't have the ability to buy tickets online, but you can purchase tickets over the phone with a credit card, and then we'll just leave them there for you, and you can pick them up at the box office. And also just wanted to add, too, real quickly, that we're starting a new show this weekend that we opened this spring, and that's our 70s show. And we have a three-piece horn section, and, you know, we do a lot of Earth, Wind, and Fire and Stevie Wonder. And, I mean, we go the whole other end of the spectrum for this one. Lots of singing and dancing. It's probably our biggest production show that we've ever done. So,
and when's the next showing of that?
That'll be Saturday night at 7 o'clock.
Well, that sounds, no pun intended, that sounds groovy, Bill.
Yeah, man.
Bill and his wife, Sarah, are co-producers of Badgett Playhouse in Grand Rivers. Bill, I really appreciate you taking a few moments to be with us today.
And thank you guys for your support over the years. You know, we couldn't do this without the community support, and, you know, you all just, you know, taking a shine to us there when we first came to town and everything. So we appreciate that.
You're very welcome, and you have a great afternoon.
All right, you too. Thank you.
That's Bill Minahan. He's co-producer of Badgett Playhouse in Grand Rivers. They've got a couple of 4th of July themed shows this weekend. On Thursday at 7 o'clock, it's Red, White, and Tuna. And then Saturday afternoon at 2, it's the Fabulous 50 Show. This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State.